If it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Ornger on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Hey, it's Wade Ornger. Very good morning to you, buddy. How are you this morning?
Might be 4 degrees where you are. Not bloody 4 degrees in my kitchen right now, mate.
Now, look, big news. Daniel Ricciardo is leaving Renault to go to McLaren. Is that right?
Yeah, we thought it was going to be Ferrari, didn't we? You and I talked about it during the week. We're like, oh, he's going to Ferrari. Vettel's left. But what we didn't know was that Carlos Sainz was going to be leaving McLaren and going on to Ferrari, which is exactly the opposite of what we thought. So Ricciardo's going to McLaren, which, if I was being honest, I would have preferred that he went to Ferrari, but obviously it's a better deal for him, and maybe the Sainz deal was done before we even thought about Ricciardo. So maybe Ricciardo wasn't even really in the factor from a red point of view. But the really interesting thing about all of this is the money, Matt. You know, currently Daniel's on about 30 million Australian per year. He's the fourth highest paid driver in the paddock. The two McLaren drivers, they total, in total, 15.8 million between them.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this works when it comes to the financials. Lewis Hamilton gets paid 62 mil Australian a year. Sebastian Vettel's on a lazy 46 mil. So when he leaves Ferrari, I guess they lose, you know, having to pay 46 million to a driver. But McLaren, you would think now, are going to have to soak up an extra 20 that they need to find for Daniel. That's if he gets the same money. But, man, it's an interesting time. Regardless, I think it's exciting for Daniel. And, geez, I hope this is the start of his return back to the front, Matt.
You better believe it. IndyCar, now, what's happening to their season finale?
Yeah, so they're basically where they were going to start the season in St. Petersburg, Florida, is now going to be the season ender. So the first race will actually take place next month on the June long weekend for us. Texas Motor Speedway on June 6 with no spectators. Road America on June 21. Richmond Raceway June 27. So like every other series in America, they're combining and smashing everything into a short period. So June 6 is when IndyCar kicks off at Texas with no spectators.
What's happening to the Virgin Australian Supercars?
Yeah, so Will Davidson won't be coming back when the season rejoins. Team 23 Red is officially done, apparently. The Milwaukee sponsorship is rumoured to have been pulled from the sponsorship side of things due to the pandemic, and you can certainly understand the economics and where that would be coming from. But it's also that contract owner Phil Munday, the principal of 23 Red, has decided to leave the championship as well. So Will Davidson, basically without a full-time drive.
Now, the World of Outlaws sprint car race at Knoxville Raceway last Saturday. How'd that go?
Historic, Matt. No spectators in the stands. I reckon it was quite eerie, but it was a huge success online with the video streaming. Connecticut's David Gravel won the race, but our own Australian Ian Madsen led forever before Gravel got him in the last two laps. So it was interesting. It's now spurring a bunch of American races without spectators. It's going to become the norm. I just hope that everybody's still safe and well, brother.
Good on you, mate, and always good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time. Wade Ornger with the Motorsport Report. Returning again next Friday around this time at Triple M.